Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Why Anxiety Intensifies, comes from the audio program The Fear and Anxiety Solution from Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Steve Lazard, a producer at Sounds True, was with Dr. Schaub in Seattle for this recording session. Here's what Steve had to say about this week's producer's pick.
To one degree or another, I find that so many people struggle with fear or anxiety. What is interesting to me about Dr. Schaub's work is that he clearly and skillfully explains how and why fear and anxiety affect us, and teaches us how to turn our fear and anxiety into tools for growth. In this selection, Dr. Schaub explains how fear and anxiety seem to intensify over time. He also explains why seemingly small things can set us off. He discusses the role of the subconscious mind in this process, and offers an understanding of how we can use fear and anxiety as an early warning system to better deal with our emotions.
You can download the entire program, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, Why Anxiety Intensifies, with Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
Have you ever noticed that you're not ever getting used to fear and anxiety? In fact, the longer you're dealing with it, the worse it seems to become. At the beginning, you may just get a little nervous or have sweaty hands before you give a presentation or go to the dentist. But lo and behold, you feel that these symptoms increase. You can't sleep anymore. You can't think straight when your manager asks you a question. Or you get into a state of panic when you're stuck in a traffic jam. Or your kids don't come home when they said they would. Why is that? How come that as time goes by, we are not getting actually used to anxiety, but instead feel it more intensely and more quickly? The reason is that we have unlearned how to deal with these emotions. As babies or little kids, we were able to simply scream and yell and let these emotions out of our system. But soon we were told that we have to sit still and be quiet. Messages like, you shouldn't cry, you're too old for that, told us that it is not okay to show our emotions. In fact, other people don't want to see them. And so all we could do was stuff them back inside of us and try to pretend that we are okay. Now, where did these emotions go? They ended up in the storage place of the subconscious mind. Now, every storage place has its limitations. Like a tub that is slowly overflowing, at some point your subconscious is so filled to the brim that just a little bit of extra stress is enough to set you off into a state of anxiety or panic. At that point, these emotions can also be transferred into your body and cause you illnesses or chronic pain or fatigue. You may wonder, if the subconscious doesn't want us to get hurt, why does it hold on to emotions that potentially can harm us? Why does it not simply eliminate this emotional baggage? Well, besides that we have unlearned how to let them go, there is obviously another vital reason for the subconscious to keep on storing fear and anxiety until we are ready to release it. We are here in this lifetime to learn and to grow. And one of the best places to learn from is obviously the past. However, we are only interested to go back and contemplate the past if we feel something about the events that already happened. In other words, we need to feel emotions that pull us back and tell us, here is something that we still need to resolve or consider. So in this regard, you can see stored, unresolved fear and anxiety as little red flags that tell you, come back, look at this event again so that you can solve the puzzle, find answers to the questions, and learn and grow from it. Most of us had this experience in the past. of having something that was unresolved and then finding a solution and noticing how the emotions disappeared. Let's say, for example, that you were stood up by a friend who you were supposed to meet for dinner. At first, you're confused and wonder what happened. Then you may get irritated or frustrated with this person, and eventually you worry or get insecure and wonder what happened with the friendship. Was there anything you did wrong? These feelings keep on pestering you for several days until you find out that your friend actually got into an accident. All of a sudden, you understand what happened, and the emotions of anxiety or irritation disappear and make room for compassion and understanding. Or think back at the time where you started to date your spouse or partner. Remember how nervous you were and how insecure you felt the first time you saw that person. Now, looking back, you know that this person is completely safe and actually loves you. And so all these feelings from the past have disappeared and have made room for maybe a chuckle when you remember how clumsy you behaved the first time you met. What is exciting about this notion that unresolved fear and anxiety are like little red flags that tell you that you need to go back and learn and understand what happened in the past is that the more unresolved emotional baggage you have, the more growth potential you still have to tap into.